This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
In a world where a job as such has become a full-time job, even though nobody pays for this position, we thought we should actually talk about careers in, you know, the property space today.
Oh, no, definitely. And that's why we brought Philip Schoeman, broker and owner of Remax. It's a Thursday, and of course, he's here for Property Speaking. Good morning, Philip. You good?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, you know, usually, Philip, when we think of property, we think of that the only career available is the estate agent, you know, going to show people houses and all the process that happens behind the scenes and all of that. But are there other career options in property that do not have anything to do with the direct selling of the property?
Yeah, absolutely. I think property is a complete ecosystem. You can work in rental or property management, facilities management, sectional title management, body corporate management, property valuation, bond origination, helping people get bonds, conveyancing support, big one.
The lawyers.
Pays well. Yeah, but not. I'm talking about the support staff.
Okay.
Oh. Pays quite well.
Oh,
if you know what you're doing. But this, it all comes down to competence.
Okay.
Architecture, town planning, engineering, quantity surveying, construction and project management. It's a whole ecosystem. There are also newer pathways that are arising now with technology like GIS mapping, data analysis, property technology, although not all of these career paths are necessarily profitable yet.
But
in that same breath, if you're not competent, you could be qualified as hell. You know, a lot of people get degrees and qualifications, but they can't apply them.
But that's exactly where I'm going, Philip.
And I believe that, sorry to interrupt you, I believe that the tertiary institutions need to be taken to task. Questions like, who's your alumni? Sure, you have this course on architecture. Mm. Who's your alumni? Show me successful architects that, you know.
That you manage to produce,
because that's a big thing. Because, you know, training institutions, they just offer training and courses, and you get the qualification, but then you can't apply it at the end. And then what's the use?
And it makes this question a bit hard then, because you stress so many times in that one answer how competence is really important. So if someone is in matric right now and they are looking at property as an option, and, you know, which courses would you recommend? And you've just dragged the institutions, you know, higher learning. But then, I don't know, maybe it's going to be a mixture of learning and mentorship. I don't know.
100%.
What is it?
100%. Okay. Mentorship. Let me use an example. We have a very good relationship with our regulator. We used to be the EAAB, now the PPRA. They sent us at one point 11 graduates. These people are competently qualified.
Yeah.
They have the certificate, the paper, lacquer. None of them are still in the industry. You know, they didn't even last past 3 months. So what's the use of getting a qualification if you're not going to be able to implement it? You never knew what the industry is all about. So my advice would be to first decide which part of the property industry suits you better. Okay. You know, if you're good with people, communication, then I would say consider estate agency, leasing a property, or management of property. You know, if you're good with numbers, you can look at valuation, quantity surveying, finance, or accounting. You know, if you're creative and technical, let's look at town planning, engineering, or construction. You know, a lot of possible qualifications exist out there. My strongest advice would be to, we need like industry reform almost. I would say start from the answer. First shadow somebody that's in that industry and then decide if you like the day-to-day operation. You know, and if you're going to be good at it. If you have the natural core competencies and your skills required just by nature. It's going to make your pathway a lot easier to success.
Well, Philip, let's talk about somebody whose interest we have stoked now. Maybe they're thinking of taking up a career in property. So what do you advise?
Yeah, like I said, I would say I'll start with shadowing someone, almost paying them. You know, if we think about tertiary institutions, you're going to pay monthly for your course. Why not invest that money, pay yourself, and work for free? You know, go to somebody in property, pick an avenue, and go and work for that person for free.
Okay.
who's going to say no?
Before you actually get to study. Because another thing I want to ask Philip is, you know, there's this whole thing of people, like once you get in the workplace, people want to see progress. And there's this idea that if you don't have the right qualifications, you can't be promoted and that growth. And I don't know if in property you have that hierarchy of that you aspire to get to the corner office, or if maybe the salary growth looks different. You know what I mean? For someone who's thinking, I want to be promoted and I want to get the money as I go, but what if the qualification will be a stumbling block in me getting the, you know, bigger ka-ching?
I'm not saying don't study. I'm saying find the right avenue first and then study. Credentials only open the door, but anybody who's built successful careers in whatever field has been reputable over years.
True.
They've been accountable. They have solved problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you need to understand the whole ecosystem before you can look at solving anyone's problem. And you won't know the ecosystem if you didn't, you know, spend some time in it. And research won't necessarily cover it.
True.
You know, university brochures want to sell you the course. They don't necessarily sell you the job.
Mm.
And we've got a big problem with that in the country now. I mean, I heard the other day from UNISA there was like 88 attorneys that could just this year they qualified. Where are they going to work? You know, the market's not there.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of people qualifying.
You're raining on my parade now. You took about that speech now.
I mean, if you look at the statistic, just with real estate,
he's studying law with the institution, so he's one of the 88.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jones.
It's okay.
But now here's the thing. Your connections and your competency at the end of the day is what's going to get you there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, knowing the right people, you know, working for the right companies.
Mm.
I would almost pay a company to be able to intern with them.
Oh, I hear you.
You know, instead of paying for your degree.
Yes.
Pay the right company a monthly retainer. Which you would have spent on university qualifications anyway.
All right.
Your chances of success is way higher.
Sure.
Because now you're going to learn from the best.
Mr. Jones?
So let me go to Remix. Work for free. Pay myself.
Everybody's doing it.
I'm going to say no.
Philip, thank you so much. That's Broken Owner of Remix, Philip Schumann.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.